So apparently there was some snow last night. I didn't even notice it. Just very little. So last night across the border, that's the base of evil over there. Base of evil. And here, there's France. I'm going to England. See if we can cross the dip, eh? Having new shoes gives me blisters on one side. Base of evil. So that's my tent, it's the rest of my equipment. It's always very important to look well after your equipment, you know, to keep it right. So it doesn't wear down that much. You know, this way I can get it easier into there, into the Bergen. And that's the base of evil, Switzerland. The war makers. And there's some more there. Prefer France. Weather is nice as well. Look there, it's blue. Yeah, it's all grey. So today the Swiss Nazi trial was going on, like against me, by the Swiss Nazi Justice Department with their lies to put immigrants like me in prison. So now it's 11 o'clock, it started at 8 o'clock. So, I mean, I can't take that serious, you know, I don't recognize this Nazi shit anymore. They're just lying. Should I, like, listen for 2 days to the lies and then probably just do what they want and put me in prison, you know, based upon nothing? No way. So I just, at least I show them. They'll probably get me afterwards, you know, because I want to see my kids and all. Well, that's another time then, eh? So here I am in France, just over the Swiss border, with my new shoes and my new pants. But I can't say I nicked them, because that's forbidden. And then the Swissies, they would have a reason, because they survey all my videos to find anything which is forbidden, you know. So then they would have a reason to drag me into court again, without even having to lie, as they did so far, all the time. So, so I'm here back at the same place here where I was before at the Obelisk here. So I don't think I nicked them, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, for 16 years they did everything to stop me from integrating, and I couldn't integrate, couldn't work, no money, so I mean, yeah. But I didn't nick them, no, I didn't. Hey Swissies, you gangsters. The base of evil, Switzerland. Basel, Baal, which means the devil. And here's France, nice, like France. That's me. That's a funny thing, I just found this here on the street here. It's like metal. I don't want to take it. The funny thing is, it's like a hexagram and I found it just next to the obelisk here. And the Sun Hieroglyph there in Altkirch, in France. So,
Right.
Just leave it there. I don't know what it is. It's metal. Oh, here too is the V-Power, like the one of the Uppies. V's and Churchill doing the V for victory. It's the symbol of the Templars, but it should be upside down. But anyway, they know what it is. I mean, this is Shell. We know what Shell is, don't we? So on my way to England here, it's all V-Power. There's some truck drivers here doing some cooking. So this time there's no clandestines, like, nice. So here I am in Calais. I tried to go to England with another passport. It wasn't mine, so they arrested me. The English were so kind. I was very much impressed. They gave me food. They did a big effort to be very kind. The French too, but it was really the English really surprised me. I felt like coming home, you know, but well, they didn't let me in. And they brought me back to France, where the French police came pick me up. So I spent the night in the cell here together with an Albanian. So I don't know what to do. Go back to the Swiss terror. Well, I'm glad the French let me out. I'm tired. So I was there, the tunnel probably somewhere. And there, the customs. I was together with this Albanian guy in the cell. So that's where they caught me, I think. That's the tunnel. So I had a free ride in the tunnel with some nice English people, and it didn't work. Instead of that, I find myself together with this Albanian guy, like, in the prison cell. But the French were okay. It's, you know, but I'm still amazed by the friendliness of these English people there. Were so nice. So this is where it was yesterday. This is the French border, the French customs, and there's the tunnel coming up. So there's where they kept me with this. I think it was in there. There's already police coming up. Hello, you guys. So everything went wrong. So, and I was really amazed by the friendliness of those English people. It was really my, like coming home, you know, after 32 years. It's my civilization, like, you know, like South Africa. You know, just having fun there. The food was so nice, you know, and I said, well, I was just joking, you know, and I said, well, I recommended to all my mates. And they said, well, all customers, they're coming back. So, meaning all the illegals, you know, trying to get into England. We're laughing our heads off, you know. And it's so typical British, you know, having problems and just laughing, you know. I felt like, you know, like being there, you know, being home. You know, first time like in 32 years, you know, really feeling like, you know, that's why I should be England, you know. So I am chilling out with a bottle of cider. The last one I took this summer, the last French cider on a Corsican beach. That was far more better, you know. There's the tunnel. I didn't make it. So I ended up with all the other immigrants, a lot of Muslims, sharing a cell together with a Muslim, but they were okay, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. So this is what left of the identity of Mr. Fox, which I took. I didn't take this. Well, they asked me, did you have any other, like, identity cards? I shook this one, and I said, take your pick. Take your pick, eh? So, well, I guess I just send it back or give it to a consulate, you know, so they sort it out. It's not mine, you know, so can't use it anymore. Yeah, so that was the tunnel. That is the tunnel going to, what is it, going to Dover from Calais. I'll probably never cross the dip. So I'll probably end up here with all the other Muslims, you know, squatting outside and... yeah. I suppose finishing bottles like this, like I just did, what, almost half, 1.5 liter to chill out, well, I suppose that's not a good reference for being a Muslim, I suppose, so, well, I just go and say hello to the guys, make a short documentary on the all you guys squatting here trying to get into England, all the immigrants. The wet, here are, so these are the European wetbacks, you know. But it's a bit larger than the Rio Grande, you know what I mean? That's funny, it looks a bit like the sabers Saddam Hussein he did in Baghdad. You know, look at that. well, probably all the Muslims passing by here like it, all the immigrants. Yeah, that's the tunnel again. It says, Grande Bretagne, Great Britain, peage, toll. I didn't make it yesterday, but at least I'm outside. So, I'm going to have a look at the other wetbacks here. Well, one of them. I just found another wetback here. Didn't make it through the tunnel. Tunnel. There's a couple of wetbacks living here, trying to find a way to go to England. Behind the trees there as well. So that's really wet here, sort of a swamp here. And there's the boat to England on this side, and the tunnel. But it's really for wetbacks. So I made it over here. Can you imagine? Me, 110 kilos, and a backpack, 30 kilos maybe. Well, so I have a look there where the wetbacks are. Oh dear. Now. There's some of them, must be millions, thousands here. Look at what a mess. It's smelling. Somebody here? Smelling. Y'a quelqu'un, ça va? You guys all right? Middle of a swamp. Oh shit, crossing the dip with all my shit, you know? I don't like that. Oh fucking hell. I hope it holds my weight. You know. Very slowly. Don't crack a smile. Yeah, okay. Oh. Don't want to be wet with this weather here. Yeah? Middle of the motorways here. We're in the middle of the motorway here, it's going all directions. I just finished 1.5 liter of cider. Who cares, eh? There's the tunnel. Didn't make it. Yeah. There it is. too bad. How England for me. Mr. Fox didn't get into England. Oh yeah. Everywhere there's sleeping bags, everywhere there's dust bags and tents and garbage. Yeah. All the wetbacks going to England. Some more wetbacks trying to make it into England, never made it, never will. Here in Calais, going to Dover. There's a toothbrush. Where is it? Yeah. Old pile of rubbish. Middle of the motorway here. Even says in English. So last night I ended up in a cell as well. Well, thank God, because I speak good French, you know, they let me go, and they only keep you for 16 hours. And they said even before it was illegal, it was a crime to use somebody else's papers or documents. Now they say it today, it's not a crime anymore. You know, everything's getting depenalized. So thank God for that. Rio Grande. So from there they're probably gonna have some scuff every day to go to the supermarket, like here where there's a commercial center there. Well, let's follow the track then. Oh, this track is leading to some more. Oh, look, there they are. A lot of immigrants, look. Wetbacks. So these guys are from Darfur. I gave them some meat here from Switzerland, some bread.
Wait.
You know, the Swiss airplanes, they're killing people in Darfur. And now these poor people are living here in tents, you know. Look at it. Just like me, wetbacks. Okay, man. So he's from Darfur. Yeah. Good. Good, Africa, good. It's very sad. All these people from Darfur, there's a genocide going on. And, you know, now they're here in France. So this is me, my backpack. I shared my last food with them. You know. I give you my card, you know. Fuck, what's wrong? What's wrong? The fuck?
What is wrong?
I don't know. No batteries, maybe. Oh, what? Oh, wait a minute.
I'm unlocked.
Yeah, it's still. I'm filming all the secret symbols of the Freemasons, you know, the Illuminati and all this. I have a theory that the pharaohs are still ruling. You can see that on my film. Okay, see you guys.
Okay, yeah, see you.
Bye. So here in Calais, it's called, the people are called Sti. They're not really like the French. They speak like a Dutch dialect here. Somebody can speak some Afrikaans with them, you know. Like the Boer language. The houses are like, apparently like in the Low Countries or like in Belgium. You know. So. I wonder what that is. go and have a look. Hi, is this? I'm in Calais, just on the other side of the dip. All the British aristocracy is. This is Isis. Or Babylon. Now, there's a lot more to see. It's probably Seth. Seton from Egypt. Satan. And, wow, look at that. What's that? The mayor's office it is. Look at that. Always have a closer look then, eh? This place is full of it. But the people are quite okay here. And they keep them poor here in the north of France. Looks a bit like the Big Ben, doesn't it? I like this tower in Mecca. So I don't see everything now, so I'll just go down like this and see it all. There's an obelisk there. Oh, it's full of it, eh? That too is an obelisk. Chimneys. Obelisk. In Calais. Where the mayor's office is, apparently. Uppies, look at that. Like the advanced passenger information system after 9/11, after this scam. Uppies. Oh, wow, that's full of it, eh? So, a lot of things to see, eh? Lord of the Rings, or is it a crown? Fleur de lis on it, I think. Hello, Isis. La Maria, it's also Isis. So a lot of the immigrants actually are walking around here, they're hanging around, you know. Waiting for finding a French girl, maybe to get married, or until they go back to their tents. So I'm sleeping here. There's some buildings here, and the other wetbacks, some of them are just like there behind the bushes. There were the Darfur guys there, so it's very, very wet here. Sort of a marshes. Yeah. So today I'm going to drop a complaint against Switzerland at the district attorney, at the state's attorney office. They gave me a state's lawyer like yesterday, but only for yesterday, and I was still in this detention center. They call it a retention center. Because they only can keep you for 16 hours. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Well, in Switzerland, you can't drop a complaint, you know, like against Switzerland. So I didn't, you know, as a normal person, you don't know what, you know, all the possibilities are. So, well, this lawyer, this lady, she gave me this good advice. So, okay, Switzerland, fun is coming up. It's all wet. It's marshes. Well, marshes starting, like. Yeah, so that's why the, you know, the ones are there a bit more higher up or away from the marshes. It probably says England again. Le Mans, the tunnel. Ah, bye bye, England. Too bad. So these are some Afghan guys. Yeah, Mujahideen.
Yeah.
Free Afghanistan.
Yeah.
So they're all sleeping here in the park, you know, and everywhere. And a lot of immigrants. In almost every park in the world, or like in Europe, you find an obelisk somewhere with a world domination. Almost every park. So I'm going to the police station now to the attorney. So again, a pyramid, and there's three for the Holy Ghost and this thing, you know, but it's actually Isis, Horus and Seth. Yeah, so this is the authorities here in Calais. There's some more clandestines, a lot of Afghans. I'm here inside the police station. It's like the half moon and the fleur de lis here. So I'm going to drop a complaint here. So this guy is from Somalia.
Yes, I am from Somalia.
He's drinking a little beer, which is not, you know, really like for a Muslim, but I think he's doing the good thing. You know, he needs to be a little bit happy. He has been here for 2 months.
Yes, I was been here in 2 months before I come from Somalia.
And you want to go to England?
I want to go to England.
Yeah.
If I try many times, but
there's some more. Okay. You're from South Africa?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see that. Me too.
So that. Hi. Danish.
You're from South Africa? So these are my blisters. New shoes. Really hurting. You know, well, I'm always used to this in the army. Like, you know, you just pretend you don't feel it, you know. Just forget about it. Just go on, you know. Go on and march. Yeah, well, that's what I do. Who fucking cares? You know? Sitting in Calais. You know, they just refused me, like yesterday or the day before, to go into the land of my ancestors. They don't want me. Take anybody else, though. Yeah, I'm sitting here in Calais. Yeah, with all the other clandestines. So it's a sun hieroglyph. It's sort of a pub. It's quite weird. It's a Nautilus pub, an old English pub, it says. But again, the sun hieroglyph. Oh, this thing here in Calais. There's a lot of weird stuff on top of this building as well here. I don't see it now, I'll probably see it later. What is this woman supposed to represent with a man's head in her arms? What is that? Everywhere, the women got something in their hands. Don't know what it is. Oh, it's bloody raining, everything is wet. Well, it's clearing up now. I slept behind there somewhere. Here's some nice guys from Sudan, very nice brothers, making some potatoes here. Against the rain, real misery. I met some more people from Afghanistan today.
Yeah.
Yeah, good people.
Afghanistan, where?
Yeah, they went to the child, eh?
Yeah, child. Not child,
young.
But small, yeah.
How old is he?
Maybe 17.
Yeah. Oh, shit. So, when was that? When did the... So, the guy said the police took everything away. When was that?
Maybe three. Like
yesterday there was more, wasn't it?
No, yesterday. Maybe after...
Maybe 10 days.
10 days, yeah?
Yeah, I think maybe like...
They just stole all your things?
Maybe, yeah.
And then they arrested 21 guys?
Yeah.
Shit. And then the white man, they are shooting depleted uranium, kill little babies in Africa, who get born without hands, without legs, you know, and they just come and steal your tent and the last thing you have. Man, this is sick, man. White men always had been illegal in Africa, so why do they steal your things for, you know? The last thing you have and they steal it. Yeah, I'll put that on YouTube, man. This is,
Bambino.
You know, this is like the world can see, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bambino.
Hi, man. How are you doing?
Good.
So, it's rain stopped still.
Maybe 16, not 17. Yeah.
Not Bambino?
17. Bambino?
Yeah, 17, 16, yeah.
Maybe, maybe in January?
Yeah.
17.
That's not good, eh? Guy's making potatoes. I gave him my last bread. See, police coming again. Ambulance? Yeah. All the time. Da, 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 da. Total control, eh? Ugh. How long have you been here? Have you been here like many years like this?
Yeah.
1 year?
No, maybe 2 months.
2 months, yeah.
And 2.5.
Like 1 month.
1 month,
yeah. I talked to some Afghan guys, he was here 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
5 years here?
Yeah. In Calais.
Yeah. Maybe like... Mm-hmm.
Okay, you say goodbye, I stop the video.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, world, let's help these guys, eh?
Okay.
Now, what is this? It's like a grave here, next to the African guys here. What is this? What's happening here? There's a blanket of these guys here. Why they dug a grave like this? I hope it's not what I think it is. Oh, no. Okay. It's okay. There's the tunnel again. Beyond the bridge with the other guys that just filmed. Must be thousands of people here, or 10,000 of people just hiding everywhere, sleeping, rough, under tunnels and it's a whole human misery. So the thing happening here, really, what I saw is a lot of people in extreme distress. They're cold, they're hungry, they're tired, you know, they get a lot of hate, chased by the police and all that. And then there's the Islamic Salvation Army or something like that. I talk to a lot of guys, they sleep there, they eat there, they help them, you know. But I suppose there's a price for it. I mean, this is the, I guess this is the base for a lot of like future, like what the newspapers call like terrorist acts, you know. But it's all being moved in this direction, as the pharaohs are also in the Islamic branch, as they rule over Europe, as they rule over the whole world. So they're creating altogether, these pharaohs and the enemy within, they're creating all these, you know, future like terrorists and people having people kill each other. And of course they get a lot of hatred, you know, being harassed by the police, steal all your things. And I talked with some Afghan guys today, and they say there's a thing called salam, you know, where they, well, if you want to have some food, you probably have to pray for it, you know. Maybe not the first or the second time, but the third, like the fourth time, you know, certain conditions are being made, and which is going on and on. And then innocent European soldiers, who are just as innocent as these guys here, you know, they're getting the bullets and the explosive parts and the nails and the, you know, which are packed into the explosives. I understand this, you know. These guys think, you know, in Islam there are no pharaohs. But I mean, look at Saddam Hussein and Mubarak and all these. It's the same thing. They just want to put people up against each other, you know, so they can expand their total system, total control system. I understand it. I see it all. I saw it clearly today. I should have filmed, I could have filmed more, you know, but it's really hard. People don't want to be filmed, you know. Oh man, what's going on all this, you know? And people don't understand it, they don't care, you know, they only think about their cell phones and the next car they're buying. Oh man. And because all these people fighting each other, so they can much easier, you know, snatch the oil away and snatch the diamonds away and snatch this and that away, you know? I'll do some hitchhiking, then. You know, probably on every one of these bridges you see, and there are quite a lot. It's a whole system, you know, that's traffic coming from England. The old guys, Muslim guys, and these, the last ones were from Eritrea, Christian sort of. And the next, the next Islamic warriors, they're going to be molded here. They mold them, they're making them. Just as in the Middle Ages, as people were starving, and after a week starving and more, you know, there's... What are they doing? They just stopped me, they didn't ask me, like, what are you doing here, you know, like, walking here. So, yeah, so I was telling actually that, just like in the Middle Ages, you know, you haven't been eating, like, you know, for like a week. Some guys pass by and they say, well, we give you a loaf of meat, but you have to go into the king's army. It's exactly the same thing going on here. I see it with my own eyes. I mean, the police were nice to me because I'm a whitey, like, you know, but I suppose these guys, sometimes, you know, and then there is a difference of culture, you know, and they leave a lot of rubbish as well. Of course, they don't like that, which is natural, but, you know, there's a language barrier. They speak a little bit of English, but nobody speaks French, and I see it happening here in front of my own eyes, you know. And then these Rambos, they don't even know, you know, they just seen a couple of Hollywood movies too much, and they, you know, I think they're going to do a good job, while, you know, you have to go back to the roots and here they're being created, like, you know, tens of thousands here squatting here all over, going, trying to get into the tunnel. I don't know. Well, it was a couple of days later. I had to talk to this lawyer yesterday and I walked, you know, so there's the tunnel. I'm still here in Calais. A lot of homeless people, like clandestines, wetbacks, walking around here. So, and because there's a lot of police control here, and you know, I hid here. That's my tent. You know, it's very important, you know, to have a good night's sleep in the whole morning. So I'm going to my tent here, and everywhere in the night you see guys with little backpacks, Albanians and black dudes and from all over Africa, sleeping bags, parts of tent which they probably get from the like Salvation Army or I don't know what, and just, they have no respect, you know, they just leave it here, and this is all over. Everywhere. So, you know, more good sleeping bags. They just leave it here. It's no respect. They probably want to go like fancy in town, you know, not without it. And not to be, you know, to be seen like as a homeless or... but you know, if you have a dust bag, you stick to it, you know, you don't leave it somewhere. And maybe they got caught and deported later on, so that the sleeping bag just stays here. And I found, like, I don't know, it's all over. So I, you know, if you're a survivor, you stick to the things, you know. You take it with you. You know, and you hide this here. So I'm gonna wrap it up and take it with me. Nobody can see me here. No cops are coming. So in France, you know, well, they gave me this paper that I can be for a couple of days in France, and they checked it all out. But anyway, you know, if there's like a patrol car, they don't know what it's about, you know, so prefer like do some good hiding, you know. Yeah, save you. If you're a revolutionary or if you're trained for this, you know, you, it's the way to do it. Better walk. I had to walk for hours last night to find this place, really. And, yeah. So, okay. So there's the tunnel from here. Oh, there are the windmills, or that's a tunnel. Probably giving the electricity for the tunnel somewhere, or I don't know what. Yeah, well, it's a lovely place to sleep here. So if I sleep somewhere, I don't leave anything. Not a bit of paper, not even this here. It's a disinfectant, which they gave me and I for my blister there, which is all, it's all a bloody mess. And yeah, I just asked at the pharmacy and they gave it to me. I leave nothing. I mean, this is respect for nature, and I don't see how these clandestines leave such a mess everywhere, you know, bottles and plastic, and I don't understand. I mean, with all the stuff that leave here, I can see here a tent, a sleeping bag, trousers, a backpack, another sleeping bag, they're probably just around here, probably 10. I've seen at least like 50 sleeping bags lying around here. You can start a bloody sports shops with all this. For hiking or outdoors, an outdoor sports shop, you know, you wash it and use it again. I mean, this is respect. I mean, this has been made. Probably child labor in China, and it just ends up here. or in Vietnam, child labor in Vietnam, it just ends up here. It's so bad. You know, it's so, no respect. But anyway, these guys are, yeah, well, they are in a different situation and they're probably very tired and can't think of it all anymore. But so little to take with you. There's Mike here, and I would definitely not ever leave her somewhere. I mean, this is where respect starts, actually. If you're from a place where there's war and no respect, and you know, and you don't agree with it, you want to change it, then this is where respect starts, you know. And I can see respect of the clandestines. I can see the respect shattered all over the dirt here in the rain and waiting to be destroyed and to disappear. The whole respect disappears. So, I mean, it's okay. You go to maybe, I wouldn't do that, but go to the Salvation Army in certain situation and say, oh, well, I'm such a poor guy and there's a war in my country and they give you nice things, you know, and with which you can survive. Even a tent. I didn't have a tent, you know, for years. Maybe for 10 years. And then it just ends up here. This is where the respect ends, you know. Maybe they're all dreaming from a nice Mercedes in the rich West. And the rest, well, you know. Anyway, for me, a sleeping bag and a tent is worth far more than a Mercedes, than a Merc. Far more. I mean, I wouldn't like to trade my tent for a Mercedes. I wouldn't even care. If I'm hitchhiking, I sit in a Mercedes anyway, and I've got a driver, my own personal chauffeur, you know. I started raining, guys, so I'll just stop now. I could have slept here on the nice lawn. It's like a golf lawn, you know. Only the holes are made by the rabbits, as you can see there, all over. Yeah, but instead of that, I hid. And I trampled a bit the high grass, which will survive and be redressed afterwards. And I left the whole clean place, you know. Not like that. No respect. Oh, here I'm walking with some guys from Darfur. We're going to the supermarket. I'm going to grab a... hello to YouTube. Yeah. I'm going to grab a bottle of cider. We're going to drink some cider. Hey! Everybody is taking this road, like from here, you know, to here. Hey, man. Say hello to YouTube.
We're from Sudan. Won't go England because it's my first dream.
Okay. Well, it was my dream as well, but they won't let me in, you know.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, I wish you good luck, man. So they're all walking like around here because at the other side the cops are driving out, so they don't see us, you know. I was sitting there. So this is the only tunnel vision I get. This is my tunnel vision. You know, there it is. I'm still here. It's a couple of days. Going to try my luck there. Petrol station. They have like 20 minutes. There's a whole load of cars coming. I've never been at a petrol station like that where every 20 minutes a whole load of cars. I tried my luck yesterday, but nobody wanted to take me. I thought, you know, the Brits leaving their island, you know, they all got afraid, you know, like being on the continent. I don't know what's happening. What's this guy there with the long hair and the backpack, you know? Yeah. So there's a wave of cars every 20 minutes. Weird.